apparently.
Yeah,
apparently. Apparently we are on.
Apparently.
Apparently we should put the headphones on to stop screwing around. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Pat Bay Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Hey, they've got big inventory right now. Go down and see them if you're looking for a tractor or a mower or a zero turn. They've got it all in stock and ready to go. They also have the Honda generators. Contrary to popular belief, they still have them in stock. And
those guys.
You can go by and pick one up or give them a call at 226-9226. They're at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or you can get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Ta-da!
Ta-da!
So, I've been on the air like 10 years and some change. And so just wanted to let you know, you could find our archives at wethepeopleradio.us. And so you'll have commercial-free archives dating back to 10 years ago. And on lots of topics. A lot of those things are still valid. We don't, we're not always, well, we try not to regurgitate the news every day. So things don't go out of date super fast. So if you'd like to learn about, I don't know, voting or lots of different things, we've interviewed tons of great people. So today, which is January 10th, actually, I was working on today and next week, so which day is it? So today we are talking to Dr. Shizong Chen, and so we're going to do a little update on China, see what they're seeing now that the election has passed and we're sort of into all this next phase of the game here. And in the second hour, we're going to talk with Chris Ann Hall, the constitutional attorney out of Florida, about the non-compliant movie. And I just want you to know we're not in it, which I don't know why they didn't call us. But
I don't know. I don't either. I was waiting.
We're pretty non-compliant.
Yeah.
But the non-compliant movie. And so I thought that was pretty cool. And then next week, hold on here. Next week, I don't want to get this wrong. We have a the first hour is kind of in play, so we don't have that figured out yet. But the second hour, I want you to make sure and listen to, because you've been hearing a lot about the 1619 Project. The one where they kind of want to rewrite history and make that the beginning of the country or whatever so that we can all be racist. I'm completely paraphrasing, have not read the book. but I think that's the gist of what that's all about. And so we have a guy named Peter Wood who's coming on, and he wrote a book called 1620, A Critical Response to the 1619 Project. And he's the president of the National Association of Scholars and an author of that book, former professor of anthropology. So this guy's got tons of credentials. And so he's going to do, I think, an amazing job of debunking that 1619 theory. So if that's something you've been hearing about, annoyed with, like to know more about, like to be able to rebut a little bit more handily, next week, 17th of January 2021 is your week.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Chen is on the phone. Okay,
yeah.
He's on.
Are we going to talk about how China won the election?
I defer to our guest.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, Dr. Chen, what do you think? We haven't talked to you. We haven't talked to you in about a month. So, a lot has happened in the last month.
Oh, too much has happened in a month.
Uh huh.
First of all, before I update with you of what's happening in China now, let me update with you on a few things that happened in China in the past. In year 2001, January 23rd, 2001, seven individuals portrayed to be Falun Gong practitioners, set themselves on fire, the infamous self-immolation stage, and the authority conveniently have cameras rolling from all angles, and the police carried with them fire extinguishers and capture the whole thing. And then within an hour, in a country where all news has to be, disinfected, go through a lot of political correctness exam quickly, broadcast that all over the world. And then you blame that on Falun Gong because those seven people, claim themselves to be Falun Gong, right? So, to put a long story short, I was one of the first to find out that one of the young girl, 7 years, young girl who's, so severely burned that she has to, sent into a hospital and have her trachea to be open, right? Insert the ventilator to help her to breathe, to save her, right? So that's her condition. Mm. However, she was able to talk to the reporters and even sang a song to them.
Right? Wow.
So someone has her, some young girl has her trachea opened, surgery opened, can sing a song. That's pretty marvelous.
That's amazing recovery.
That's incredible because I would think that too would be a problem.
It's not even recovery. For a human being to produce any sound, you have to go through your sound cord, and the trachea is below that.
Right.
So you're bypassing your sound cord and was able to speak.
That's when your singing really comes from the heart.
Okay, so nice. There are many more, questionable scenes. One person who was apparently the leader of the group who set himself on fire has a plastic 7-Up bottle he used to douse gasoline on herself. So that person was burned very badly, but that when camera captured a picture of the whole scene, how he was, all charred all over his body, that 7-Up bottle, a plastic bottle, is miraculously intact and communal.
Survived the ordeal, huh?
Yeah, and also placed on communion placed on his lap, and so this is we have thoroughly debunked that it's a staged, and so that happened on January 23rd, 2001. The government used it to demonize Falun Gong, right?
Any port in a storm, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can make stuff up, then you can say it's real.
Let's push the day back a little bit to April 25th, 1989. 2 days ago, in the city near Beijing, April 23rd, police arrest many Falun Gong practitioners. When other Falun Gong practitioners tried to reason with the authority to release them, they tell Falun Gong practitioners, this came from Beijing, this came from the central government, you have to go to Beijing to do petitions. So over 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners in Beijing went to the government because they were told so that the government will solve their problem. So they went to the petition office in the state council. And so they went to that office. It's an office specifically to receive citizens' grievance. Right? So when they go to that office, there were police waiting there to guide them to the right place. And so because a lot of them didn't know where that petition office is. So the police ran them, let them into a surrounding compound, It turns out that compound is the Chinese Communist Party's leadership compound, right? So that becomes, later becomes a Falun Gong siege of the government, right? Siege, right?
Wow.
Siege would, I mean, I think we've all watched enough Viking movies to know what a real siege looks like. Let's take a really quick break. We're going to come back with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them? When they move into your neighborhood, they take over but good. They want you all body and soul. Body, then they go. What shall we do about them?
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Oh yeah, not to self promote or anything, but so Dr. Chen, he's been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years. Just in case you were thinking he was just some guy talking about stuff, he began his activism in 1989 when he helped organize supporting activities during the 1989 Beijing student movement. When he was outraged at the June 4th massacre, he founded the Tiananmen Square Foundation and has served as the board of the Press Freedom Guardian and was elected the vice president of the Independent Federation of Chinese Student Scholars in the U.S. There, he's focused a lot on Falun Gong, actually, and there's quite extensive information on his kind of in his bio and attached to his bio. So I hope that you'll go to the website and look at some of that. And we've had him on the show quite a few times. You can always listen back for more in-depth information. And none of that is stuff that's going to be irrelevant tomorrow. These ideas and concepts, we started interviewing people about China back in 2018, long before, or 2019, before people cared about China, really. I mean, just it wasn't a big deal back then. And, well, it's kind of been a big deal.
In the media, it wasn't a big deal.
I lied. It was 2018. It just seems like such a long time ago. So it's been a little over 2 years. And turns out you really don't know what you're looking at unless you have a really wide backstory on what goes on in China from people who come from China. I think that's kind of a good source. So anyway, back to you, Dr. Chen. We didn't ever talk about what we were going to talk about today, so we're just sort of, you know. We're just sort of your humble audience.
Mm-hmm. So, now I got a year wrong when I say the April 25th event, that was 1999. But in 1989, there was a riot. Now we're talking about riot. Okay, remember that word is a riot.
Huh?
On June 4th, 1989, military roamed into Beijing and carried out a massacre. And then the authority published some photos of soldiers, military soldiers who were hanged and charred, killed and burned by the rioting students and citizens. Right? And so that becomes the justification of the military's massacre. Right? And a few years later, that soldier, supposed to be killed, right, and burned, appears somewhere else.
Oh.
And still alive.
Wow, that's a pretty neat trick.
Yeah. And then, of course, the government has conveniently, deleted all the of the report. I don't remember whether Twitters was shut down at that time, though. So this is so familiar. And the three incidents I'm just sharing with the audience now, check them out in the news. They are still like what I'm told, minus the part of the disposing the government's setup. So when I look at the January 6th, I'm in San Diego, but later when I look some of the videos or some footage and photos, I said, huh, why that looks so familiar? Mm-hmm. But please, opening the gate, welcoming the rioters, and then taking a photo with them. Right? This is, if those politicians are so quick to condemn the criminals who brought violence, who stormed the Capitol,
mm-hmm.
it would be the police. The police were the ones that is most responsible for all this. But I guess we'll never find out until we got this country back. So when I say we got this until we got this country back, I recall a month ago, a week after the election, I was on this program. At that time, I compared this election to 1776, the Independence War, and 1863, the Civil War. But I was wrong. Our program, as Aaron just mentioned, we're a little bit ahead of the curve in projecting where America's will be going, but at that time I was too slow. I never anticipated that this country was actually doomed at that time, because after that we see our judiciary branch is broken. It is not that the judiciary look at the evidence and then issued a judgment that this is a fair election, right? The judiciary completely reject to even look at evidence, right? There's a dispute. But precisely because there's a dispute, our judiciary branch was set up by the Constitution to deal with this. When such an important branch, supposedly a branch set up to check and balance, when that stopped functioning, that means the Constitution is dead. That branch is dead. That branch is broken. Right? So our Constitution is dead. And the federalism, this country's another foundation of this country, the federalism of the state is dead, because when multiple states actively promote fraud, they change law, illegally change law, and promote fraud, and in fact suppress observers, lawful observers, from observing the election, how can the people, us, count on the state to defend them against any federal tyranny?
Well, it's kind of interesting, too, because some of those states were presented with people who had evidence and complaints. Some of them went to court, some didn't. But like in the case of Pennsylvania, all of a sudden on Monday, mm-hmm. they issue a letter and want mm-hmm. The seating of the electors delayed because they found a whole bunch of problems.
Mm-hmm.
But They already certified their electors. It's like,
Dr. Chen, how do you view, or what do you think China? How are they viewing this election at this point? I mean, what do you think their reaction is, and does it change their actions going forward?
They're doing. How would they feel? This is their doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is their specific doing. The interfering, changing, it's not even interfering, they're changing the result of this election. Plus, this is a sudden death, okay? As far as I'm concerned, the constitutional America found, you know, since 1787, that America's dead, right? The America, you know, founded in 1776, whether that will survive will remain to be seen, right? But the country, you know, since 1787, the Constitution of America is dead, right? But that is the result. That's the sudden death, right? But if the sudden death is caused by a slow infection, a slow infiltration from the CCP since 1989. Right? So this whole thing, the end result, is dictated, fostered by the CCP. And so they're looking at this result, I'm sure they were celebrating, smiling.
And do you think they'll step up their activities that they've been conducting for years now? Do you think that pace will increase now?
I think it is already increasing. I have seen reports that as soon as Biden, I don't know how I should call him. I don't consider him a president. Maybe I should call him a fraud president. I don't know. I mean, when the CCP already planning to send their top diplomats to visit D.C. quickly, probably reminding Biden, hey, we have financed your son. It's time to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they're going to step up soon. And so China is going to also increase its pressure on the country. North Korea already announced resuming their development of nuclear weapons.
Yeah, why not?
Already. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nobody there to stop them. We have to take another quick break here, but when we come back, I'd like to know. There are all these stories that have been floating around, since the election. The president had watermarked a bunch of the ballots, and so he was going to uncover all the voter fraud. And I don't even know if you could count how many, but a lot of stories out there, like theories of things that were going to come in and save the day. Some of them have just made people perpetually angry. A few of them have been true, but I'd like your opinion when we come back on how much of that you think is stoked by the Chinese. Because if I was the Chinese, that's what I'd be doing. I'd be writing stories to keep everybody off balance, but they didn't call me, so I don't really have any direct knowledge. We'll be right back with our guest.
They haven't called you yet.
They called you Beijing Bill. We'll be right back. You're listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's Chairman.
You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay. We got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down. We can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. I know there
for good.
And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams on which I'm dying are the best I ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world.
Might have to make that the national anthem. So what do you think? How, it seems like a great tool that the Chinese would use to get these things onto, say, conservative blogs and whatnot, and leak out like potential, you know, 11th hour plans that the whole thing will be saved. Is that the Chinese, you think?
Did you read the report? I think it was
which one?
Yesterday. From yesterday, the inspector of the intelligence community issued a, I think it was a 14-page report, exposing that analysts, our intelligence community analysts, with influence by politics, to downplay the Chinese government or the Chinese Communist Party's influence of our election. And Mr. Redcliffe, the director of National Intelligence,
right,
also, also issued a report saying that because some of his staff, he's in charge of 17, different entities, America Intelligence Collecting Agency, people under him could not agree. In fact, they were against putting China on spotlight, so he couldn't even produce this report. That report supposed to came out by a presidential executive. It came out on December 18th, and couldn't come out. And that is how influential, how deeply the Chinese Communist Party has infiltrated this country. It has the power to influence, to change this country's intelligence collection and report. So, intelligence, if intelligence is important, eyes and ears of this country, the Chinese government or Chinese Communist Party now has the ability to change that.
That's terrifying.
Think about that. Yeah. There are plenty of evidence on that. And now people are disputing on this fact. To me, the dispute is no longer... The dispute doesn't matter even more right now. This country is in a much deeper crisis. Right? When I say this country is dead, and people will dispute with me. And I say, that proves the point, because the crisis of this country is not whether there's a dispute, is that this country suppressed, to shut down any disagreement. Because in the past, if we have disagreement, if the disagreement is important enough and has national implication, this will go to the Supreme Court. Now the Supreme Court refuses to listen to any of that. And so the damage is worse than not looking at this election, the dispute of this election. But that damage, that ruined our legal system, how will this fact rejecting, evidence denying court will ever be able to tell its witness to place their hand, left hand on Bible, and raise their hand and sigh, and vow that I will only speak on about the truth, all the truth, not part of the truth, nothing but the truth. The truth doesn't even matter anymore.
No. No, they'll have to place their hand over the little red book and then swear on that. So
it's just and it's difficult because although we're all required to take civics, I think oftentimes we forget to shut off our cell phones, Chairman Bill. It's such a sad song too. You get a happier song if you're going to interrupt us. Can you play something happier? I just think that people forget we have three co-equal branches of government. So if Congress could roll in, the vice president in particular could roll in and just, you know, we're not going to seat these guys. We're going to have a different outcome of the election. That'd be horrible. And I don't think people really want that. I think that was kind of a last-ditch effort that was out there, but that our Constitution has a lot more checks and balances than that. But when the entire judiciary, goes on vacation, yeah, that's not good.
Well, I think a good example of silencing the press. I mean, what do you know about the disappearance of Jack Ma? Do you know? Has anybody heard from him lately?
Who is it?
The founder of Alibaba. I think he was like the richest.
We haven't, nobody knows. So, there's no report. But that's in China. Anybody know where President Trump is? Anybody care? This brings me back to President Lincoln. Before he became President Lincoln, he gave his famous House Divided speech. Right? The House Divided can never stand. Now, that's what we remember. But there's even more important conclusion in his speech. Right? He continued to say, because this house cannot stand, the house against it cannot stand, so this house will become one. Either this house will be all slave or free. Right? So it cannot be half slave, half, free. That's exactly where this country is now. This country has half of the people believing in facts, one set of facts, the other half believing in a different set of facts, right? So that's where we are. This country, last time when we were on the program, when I was on the program, I said, if we do not resolve this election, this country is going to be a two parallel universe, two sets of people having different standards. This country will not have a common ground of accepting facts, accepting evidence as evidence. It will have a different set of standards to admitting or recognizing facts, and this will, this will affect whether this country, American, will ever have the courage to say lies are not true. And that is what is at stake. And we're there. We're there now. We're right now, right there. I have seen that. I came from China. I know what this like. What that is like.
Yep, sure.
And I cannot emphasize enough to Americans. This country is at that point now. And I cannot emphasize that enough. If we don't pay attention to this, we're moving there.
Well, we did,
and that's why I think
a show with June, kind of a long time ago, I mean, a couple of years ago. I should find the list and repost it on Today. In fact, I will. But it was a list of all the things that the Communist Party, you know, the list of things that they wanted before your country would basically fall and turn into them. I'll find it on the break. It was really good. And one of them was, you know, capture the media, silence everybody. I mean, there were those.
Control the education system. Yeah.
It's a very telling list when you read it with the backdrop of today. But the other one that really struck me that I had seen it, but it didn't really mean anything, was to make all the art formless and shapeless and ugly. Take away anything that's beautiful, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. about your history. And that was all very mm-hmm. much from the Chinese playbook. And I look at what we've been doing the last few years I'm using the term mm-hmm. we very loosely, but getting rid of statues, getting rid of teaching history, all of those things, that's all part of it. I mean, this has been a long, slow climb. And no good news at the end of that. So, and the media obviously has to be completely in the bag for them. And as long as they are, people have a very difficult time getting the word out. So we'll play our ode to the media here as we go out. And we'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Can get back to being one voice.
Everybody doesn't ever agree on any, you know, the single agreement, I think, is kind of what you have. That's the dream of the Chinese. But it's the 45 goals from the Naked Communist to overthrow the mm-hmm. United States by Cleon Skousen, written in 1958. That's what I was mm-hmm. referencing. And I will post that on today's page. We talked about that back in November 18th of 2018 is a long time ago, and it seemed really true then. And 2 years later,
2 years later, they've accomplished most of it.
Seems slightly more fitting today.
More. Yeah, more. Mm-hmm. And this country is now divided at the most important foundation that is whether we would acknowledge fact as fact, truth as truth. And so, since we are divided, so therefore we are as divided, if not more, as, you know, when Lincoln gave his speech. So all his arguments also stand. So eventually this country will become all accepting facts or denying facts, all for freedom of speech or against of freedom of speech. It looks like now that freedom in this country is shut down. I'm sure you know yesterday, Apple, Google, remove power, the app,
mm-hmm.
social media app, and Amazon is going to shut down the server for Parler. Parler is a social media app, and President Trump, since he was shut down by Twitter, Facebook, is moving his platform to Parler. Yeah, so this big country is going to kill Parler. And so that's where this country is moving towards. And that's like, that would turn this country like the communist China. But I'm afraid that is not the ultimate goal of Chinese Communist Party. Because I still see half of this country, if not more, are still fighting for this country, fighting for the freedom of this country. And among those people, the strongest to me are people, the church people, people with faith. And the Communist Party of Krasnoyarsk, for us who, people who have belief, right? Of course we believe there are higher forms of being, and that's called faith, right? And so there are righteous God, but there are also archangels, there are demons. Right? So the Chinese Communist Party is only the human existence of the communist demon. There's a communist demon in other dimensions. So that demon is trying to destroy our connection with the divine. This country, the United States, is not formed by our Constitution. It's not based on three branches. Those come later. The United States was formed on American citizens voluntarily sharing their God bestowed rights, like claim in the Declaration of Independence, where all men are created equal, endowed with certain inalienables from our creators. So it is those unalienable rights from our Creator that gave the birth to this country. Americans share their God-given rights to form this country. When those rights are now involuntarily taken by the Dominion machine, by the leftists, by the Chinese Communist Party, by this, globalist country. It is our God-given right to take back our God-given rights. And so that is what the communist demon are most afraid of. And so that's what they're going to try to take away from us. And that is their ultimate goal. And they are trying to cut our connection with our divine source. And I see this country will have a new generation. If our founding fathers were the ones that bring this country into existence, now this country is calling for a new generation of saving fathers to save this country from being destroyed. And I see those people come from the true believers, courageous people. And this country has, fortunately, this country still has large enough number of people who believe in God, who believe in spirit, righteous spirit. And I don't know in what form that is going to come, but I think that's where will this country come back. And that's where it's going to, the force. And I see President Trump will lead that battle. And this is why the leftists are so desperate trying to impeach him. I mean, think about it. There's only 12 days left. Why are they so desperate?
Mm-hmm.
Because they are afraid President Trump is going to lead the new generation of saving fathers to bring this country back for the people, to defend our God-given rights.
You know, it's interesting because I've asked a lot of angry, hysterical people on the left who informed me I was a fascist. And let's see, I'm also a, what am I? I'm committing treason and sedition and a bunch of other stuff. I've been very busy this last week, doing a lot of bad things. But I ask them, you know, are you happy about how the election turned out? Well yes, I like Joe Biden. Okay, are you happy about the House and the Senate? Well, yes, I'm happy about that. Like, you don't sound very happy. Like, if this is you being happy, don't call me when you're not happy. It's just very interesting now here in this last little bit when apparently it's all going their way. We're going to just completely have a meltdown. One thing to let people know, though, the House of Representatives calendar for this upcoming year was put out in December. And if you email me, I'd be happy to send you a copy, or it's online, I'm sure. But the longest they're in session is like 9 days at any given time, which tells you that they don't think they're going to pass a lot. So don't throw in the towel yet. That's how we definitely lose, is if we throw in the towel. That won't actually work.
No.
Dr. Chen, we love talking to you,
mm-hmm.
and we love getting your perspective on things, and we will do this again very soon. And please shoot me an email if something's coming up that you think we may have missed that you'd like to get on the air, because you follow this a lot tighter than we do.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a million, and we're sorry we only had an hour for you today, but we're happy to hear from you. And Dr. Shizong Chen, our good friend here in the U.S. who has lots of great perspective on China. We will be right back with Chris Ann Hall and the non-compliant movie. We'll talk about that. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. Good afternoon, and welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff.
Who's our sponsor, Bill?
Well, our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery. They're our local John Deere Ag and Turf dealer. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. And you can go there and get any kind of John Deere product you might be looking for. Go by and see them. Tractors, loaders, mowers, any kind of implement. Riding mowers, zero turns, they've got them all in stock, and inventory's coming in every day. So
what if I want a chainsaw? Can I get that?
You can get a chainsaw, yeah. They are also a steel dealer, so they have lots of chainsaws, weed whackers, trimmers, all that kind of stuff.
Stuff that's only being used here on the West Coast because everybody else has snow.
Yeah, that's right.
Or maybe
that's
in Florida, right, where Chris Ann lives.
That's true. Yeah, so go by and see them. They're also a Honda generator dealer. You can go by and get yourself a brand new Honda generator. You know, winter's not over. It might we might get another snowbageddon this year, and in which case you're going to need a generator. So go by and see them. They're at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or give them a call at 226-9226 or get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Ta-da!
There you go.
All right, and you've got 10 years of archives with us, commercial-free, free to listen to, lots of good information. We do a page for every single show, and we save all the sound files. Some of them actually have video, too, and that is at wethepeopleradio.us. So today is January 10th, 2021. Second hour here, we have our friend Chris Ann Hall, who is on with us. Her website is very easy. It's chrisannhall.com, and it's chrisannhall.com. Pretty simple. She received her bachelor's degree in biochemistry from Blackburn College and her Juris Doctor from University of Florida College of Law. She served in the U.S. Army as a military intelligence cryptologic linguist. Say that three times really fast. And was prosecutor for the state of Florida for nearly a decade. She also worked with a prominent national First Amendment law firm where she traveled the country defending Americans whose rights were violated by unlawful arrests and prosecutions. She does a lot of speaking, lots of interviews, and there is more on her bio there. There is also a link to the non-compliant movie, which I believe is what we're talking about today. I don't want to ruin it for you, but it's called the non-compliant movie. So I think most of the people who listen to our show they're going to like it. So hi, Chris Ann. How's the world in Florida?
Cold, actually.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. And you know, kudos to you, smart people in Florida who figured out how to get your elections out of the dumpster and not be a national embarrassment this year. God bless you.
Oh, you know, I don't know if we can really brag that much. I can just say we weren't as bad as everybody else. So
you're not Pennsylvania with what?
That's a lot.
200,000 more votes than we had actual voters. Yeah, you guys usually was like, oh, let's wait and see what Florida does. Oh, Florida's having a problem. But this year, I thought, see, it can be fixed. Not going to be perfect, but.
Well, you got the results in a timely fashion. You know, you weren't counting them a week later.
That's, we didn't have to.
Says a lot.
Go to our map and look at where Broward County is again this year.
yeah, no kidding. Well, it's not impossible considering the majority of the same people are still in office over there.
Isn't it bizarre? Well, they did a better job of hiding it this year, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, yeah, I think so. Hiding or overshadowed by the rest of the drama.
That's true. That's true. They just weren't the stellar bad players that they usually are. Oh, what a mess. So, We didn't talk about what we were talking about, so I don't know if we're just talking about the movie or some other stuff, or you just go right ahead.
Oh, well, fantastic. We do have the non-compliant movie coming out in this month, actually. It is a documentary on the solutions of, it actually is the what do we do this time forward. How do we deal with the stuff that's going to come on our plate now? And what are the rightful solutions? Not simply as we've sat around and sort of pooled our intelligence and our experiences together, but from the words and the directions of those who created our constitutional America, they're the ones that actually envisioned what we're seeing now. They actually predicted there could be a day like this if we let go of our duty to maintain our constitutional republic. And so when you read their writings, they spoke out to us across the ages and telling us exactly what to do. And that's what this documentary is all about. How do we get the government back in the hands of the people now that we're starting to realize that voting is not how we control government? Or at least that's my prayer anyway. My prayer is that this last fiasco will be the great big awakening to let people at least start to question the fact that, hey, wait a minute, government's not how we control, our voting is not how we control the government.
Yeah, because this last election, I kind of look at it as a huge reset, and not mm-hmm. in a good way. Mm-hmm. There's I don't think there's ever been a time, well, maybe the Civil War, but when so many people have been disenfranchised, and
make no mistake, this is not the worst we've seen. This is not even the most corrupt election we've had. And so we're not even looking at the most corrupt time, but it is the most that we have experienced in our current generation. So it just it feels really bad, and that's why a lot of people, we're just trying to talk them off the ledge at this point, by realizing, look, this is not the end of America. This is not even the worst we've seen. So
right.
it's time for us to pull up our big boy pants and get to work.
Yeah, because I'm never a fan of giving up. I just don't come from that kind of stock. But the idea that's it. I'm never voting. I'm not participating. I'm just going to go and be happy, and then I'm just not going to look anymore. I'm just like, well, I'm positive that was the failsafe the founders had built into the Constitution.
Can I say something that might sound slightly shocking, maybe even overwhelmingly shocking?
We love things that are shocking.
Yeah. I really don't care if you never vote again. If you never vote again is not as big a deal as if you never get involved.
Exactly.
So voting is not how we control government. It's what you do every other day of every other year. I mean, if we're just honest with ourselves, sort of look inside and ask ourselves this question, how many people listening and how many people listening have friends and family members who have gone to 3 county commissioner meetings in 2020 or 2 school board meetings in 2020 or visited their state capitol in session in 2020. See, these are the things that we should be doing regularly.
My favorite.
And that's what we need to do.
How many people can tell you what the Secretary of State does in your state?
Right.
I'm not kidding you. I mean,
much less their name.
It's
right?
Yeah, I don't care if they know who the person is. Alex Padilla, ew. You guys are all going to get to meet him now, because I guess he's going to be our new state senator. Gosh, I can't wait. You guys are going to love him. He's fantastic. But I don't think people realize that, like their county clerk. People vote for the county clerk, and they also vote for the Secretary of State. Both those people, you get people railing about the voter rolls, blah, 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 post-election, well, those are the folks who control the election, control the voter rolls. Those are the people who are supposed to be making sure that the dead people are not on them, people don't get 17 ballots, all that stuff. And so, yeah, going forward, I think we need to get serious about our civics. I mean...
Yeah, absolutely.
Congress is in charge of barking dogs in the sheriff's department. It's like...
Right.
Hey.
The story about Benjamin Franklin telling Miss Potiphar, she says, what kind of government did you give us? And Franklin says, a republic if you can keep it. And America has lost the perspective that Franklin was saying, if you can keep it. He didn't say if the president could keep it or if your governor could keep it. He said, if you, and the duty is on the people to do that. You know, what's fun is we're actually going to be in Yuba City this coming weekend.
Oh.
For the Brave and Free Conference in Yuba City starting Friday, going through Saturday and Sunday. And so we will be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday teaching, and it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be other speakers there as well. But it's going to be at the Glad Tidings Church on Eager Road in Yuba City starting this coming Friday. So if you want to get some constitutional training...
And you live out here, yeah.
Yep, you need to go to churchofgladtidings.com and get registered.
And is that
it is free, but they are asking you to get registered.
That makes sense. And then tell me this, is that on your website?
It is on my website. My website is chrisannhall.com, as you mentioned before, but there's a calendar tab. And all you have to do is click on the calendar tab. It'll bring up January right away. You'll see 15, 16, 17, Yuba City. And then, I don't know if you have friends and family members anywhere else, but we'll be in Florida the next week, and then in Texas the last week of January.
Nice. We have people who kind of listen all over the place, so, not just here, so that's good information for them.
Yeah, we'll be actually back in your sort of western neck of the woods in the middle of February. We'll be in Clark County, Washington, Salem, Oregon, and Sisters, Oregon.
Cool. All right. We're going to come right back with you. We've got to take a really quick break. Our guest this hour is Chrisanne Hall. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
I don't need you to worry for me, because I'm all right. I don't want you to tell me it's time to come home. I don't care what you say anymore. This is
There you go. Not to put too fine a point on it, but yeah, it is a, it is our life, and I think we got to get back to running it. So keep going. You've got lots of events around the country. Talk to me about the focus. Like what can people kind of expect? Or
well, what we do is we teach the Constitution from its foundational perspective, not what the Supreme Court say, not what the politicians wanted to say, but what those who actually wrote and ratified our constitutions said about them. And so we do state constitutions, and we do the federal constitution. We teach them to restore power to the people that that our constitutional republics were created with. All political power is derived from the people. Yet for generations, our people have been taught that they have no power. First, they were taught that they're not smart enough to know the Constitution. You have to be a scholar or a professor or a judge to actually understand what it means, which is a complete lie to keep people intimidated so they don't know how their government's supposed to work. And then we were fed the lie that voting is all you need to do to control government. And that lie was fed to us because the people who wanted us to believe that knew it would fail. And so when we're taught for generations that voting's how we control government, and then it fails, then the people, like we're seeing today, get frustrated and say, I voted and nobody listens, and I wrote a letter and nobody listens. And so then what happens is people get discouraged, they feel defeated, and then check out. And that's exactly what the people in power want us to do. They want us to be so frustrated that we throw our hands up in the air and we say, forget it, what's the point? When in reality, we have more power than we are acquainted with in current history, and we have more power over them than they're comfortable with us having. And so we have to get reunited with that authority. I'll give you a quote from Samuel Adams. He said, no people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. He said, on the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. And that's where we are today.
I was going to say,
lost more liberty.
Yeah. There you go.
We lost more liberty in the last 6 months at our own hand than we have from foreign peoples in six decades. And so what we do is we educate to help people organize, to equip them to get activated, and to inspire them to be persistent.
Yeah. See, the whole idea that it's just not working for me, I'm going to throw my hands up and walk away. Or I'm going to throw a radical tantrum and I'm going to go burn the whole thing down. I mean,
yeah,
it isn't how you fix problems in your family. It isn't how you fix problems at work. I mean, if you do, usually you get some re-education in jail, I guess.
Neither one of them are productive, right?
No.
So what we're doing is teaching you right now, productive, constructive, peaceful solutions that are not just simply ideas, not just simply somebody throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks, but stuff that what Thomas Jefferson would call as self-evident truths, things that have worked every single time they've been employed, every single generation. And that's what we do. We reunite people with the solutions because, to get into this idea that, oh, well, we just need to go to war, or we just need to burn stuff down, or
right,
or we just need to quit. And I know history. I mean, I really know history. I really know the history of America. And I love, I don't mean that in a non-literal sense. I mean, literally love those who gave us America. And I think that it's sinful, and I think that it's disrespectful for us to simply be so flippant about the gifts that they've given us by just simply saying go to war or quit. Like, those are our only two choices.
Right.
How do you think it's happened that we slipped into this tear down statues, tear down our history, rewrite our history? Where did all that start? How do we? I know how we get it turned around. We educate people, but where do you think all that began?
Yeah, sometimes you say educate people and people are like, oh, that's so esoteric, but it's not really true. I actually know the timeline. We stopped teaching the truth about our Constitution in 1833, and then shortly after that, the anarcho-communists took over our public education system. And it's people, these anarcho-communists, they have their long-term vision. And that's sort of what we lack today, is the long-term vision. These people had a long-term vision. They knew, you know, you have Wilhelm Wundt, G. Stanley Hall, John Dewey. They knew that they would not see the fruits of their labor, but they knew that with persistence that their labor would bring great results, right, for the results that we're seeing today. And so it's been a long, long road. And again, we have been manipulated as a people into this direction so subtly that we don't even realize what's happened. But the bottom line is that along the way, we turned generations of children over to the government for education. And when education used to be in the home and in the community, run by the local people, not by the government, literacy was so much higher. Now that the government is in control of our education, you know, we're graduating almost a majority of our students at a state of illiteracy, and people are raised to believe that government is the culmination of all their solutions, and they are the provider, they are the protector, and they are the fixer of all wrongs, when in reality, that's not how it's supposed to work. So in educating, you know, when we say we have to educate people, what we have to do is first admit that there are lots, that we've been taught the wrong things for a long time, and educate ourselves so we can identify what our children are being taught, and then realize that it's not some kind of monumental feat to educate your children outside of the public school system.
Well, do you think, like in the colleges today, by the time these kids get to college, is it too late to re-educate them at that point? I mean, they're going to get, you know, the leftist view of everything when they get to college, and they've kind of been set up to believe that, you know, all through their education. So we really have to kind of start at the beginning, you know, in grade school and high school. And so by the time they get to college, it would have more of an impact. Do you agree with that?
I'm never a too late person, okay, yeah. Because I know human nature. And I also know that I was a hardcore socialist until I was about 26 years old. So, you know, I can't, maybe a little younger than that, maybe 24, 25. So
now,
I was a hardcore socialist.
And what changed? What changed you?
She got a paycheck and wanted to know who FICA was.
Yeah.
You may say that tongue in cheek, but that's really.
It's totally true.
Part of my awakening process. I didn't have an epiphany, okay? I didn't wake up one day and say, I realize, oh, I'm a constitutionalist, you know. My countenance is too stubborn for that. It was more of a sanctification process. But it made me, it's never too late kind of person. And so I don't give up on anybody. Truth has a way of making its way whether we want it to or not. But I do agree that the sooner we start, the better. And I also agree that it will be overwhelmingly difficult to write the direction that we're in unless we actually start teaching our children, the right things and how to work. And that must begin by realizing those things are simply not going to happen in the government school system at this point. So we either have to start our own private schools, find a private school that you can trust, or start homeschooling our children, just taking our kids out and creating leaders for our future that are not manipulated in this propaganda. And that's going to take a sacrifice at the family level and a commitment at the family level. But there are certain things that we have to understand, you know, the future of America, our future of our children, which is now on the precipice of not just simply do they have a job when they graduate from college anymore. This is a, this is a different kind of precipice of, are they going to be political slaves or are they going to be free? And these are the things that we need to wake up and realize, that our children deserve better than what we're handing them. And that's not going to change unless we're willing to realize that our children's future is more important than a three-bedroom, two-bath house in an affluent neighborhood with a flat-screen TV in every room and a cell phone in every hand.
Amen to that. We'll be right back with our guest, Chris Ann Hall. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's our time to take a stand. Remember who we are.
Remember who we are.
There's a call across this land. Remember who we are.
Remember who we are.
We were a city.
On that note, I'm assuming you're in the same camp I am, watching all of, and it's been going on for a while. It isn't a new idea, but everything is made out to be monumental, and I don't care if it's the left or the right. Everything is hysterical. Everything is emotional. Nothing is really grounded in fact, and it's just 24/7 every single channel of
gloom and
just
doom.
Hysteria, yeah. You know? And I don't think people are very smart when they're hysterical, frankly. I think they make bad choices and they're easily manipulated.
Yeah, well, and again, that has to do with the education that we have. We don't teach critical thinking anymore. Our education system doesn't even teach thinking anymore. What we teach is what to think and not how to think. And that's why it's so important that we take back our education system. I mean, I'm teaching at a Christian university in Tampa now that is designed to create leaders to go into government. We are over the River University School of Government, and we are designed a program to infiltrate the activist government system, both on the state and federal level, with people who are educated in right constitution training, right philosophies, and liberty perspective.
Great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you see somehow emotion has become information. So you just pick the emotion that you want. I want to be angry right now about this, or I want to be, you know, I want to be happy about this. And then you go seek the channel or the, you know, whether it's radio or TV or whatever, that kind of feeds that emotion. And then, I don't know, it doesn't seem to matter whether there's fact behind it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And that's what it is. We are, even the conservative, in the conservative society, you know, with everything that's going on with Donald Trump, people act emotionally rather than reasonably.
Yeah, I had a lady, I don't remember what was going on, and she was all, well, the president, this, that, and the other, and I said, you know, that actually, oh, some of the stuff that was in his budget, you know, the Kennedy Center was in his budget. He got exactly the amount that he requested in his budget. Are you calling the president a liar? I said, well, either that or he forgot or he's confused or something, but, I mean, I can show you factually that that was in his budget. You're not a Republican. You're not. It's like, wait a minute. When did actually an observable fact become, like,
yeah,
you know, how did that make me somehow some traitor or something, which is kind of where the call ended. But it's like, you're a traitor. I'm like, oh, all right, have a nice day. Like, what do you say? You know, Happy New Year. We're gonna have to peel this back and cut the hysteria out of it and figure out what are the rules, how do we go forward. We know how to do this in sports. You don't get to just run out on the field and be hysterical. I mean, you have a game plan, the coach takes you back in the locker room and says, hey, by the way, you weren't following the game plan, which is why, you know, you're losing. So go out there and follow, like, everything we practiced and go do it the right way. And, like, I don't care if you're sad that we're losing, get over it and move on. We need that. Like, it's time for that. So you're out there doing locker room speeches, it sounds like. I'm excited.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, get out on the field and stop your crying and, you know, tighten your cleats and go, you know, go move the ball down the field.
Yeah, pull up your big boy pants. It's, you know, I actually posted on my social media that this is a no excuses zone. Because I'm getting frustrated with everybody's, you know, nothing works, nobody's doing what they're supposed to do, even if I do something, nobody will do anything. And so I made this post about my social media being a no excuses zone, because it's not, and I am a Christian, and I don't make apologies for that, and I don't, you know, if that triggers somebody, that's their fault, not mine.
Yeah, they have
to get over
that.
I don't run around, and I'm a liberty person, right? And so I believe that I will be held accountable, you know, when I stand before God for what I've done. I'm not going to be held accountable for what other people have refused to do. So my call in life is to educate and inspire people to move. So I'm out and I'm educating and I'm equipping and I'm trying to inspire people to move. What people do with what I give them, that's in their lap. That's not mine. And so I am not an excuses person. I'm not going to tell you why we can't get anything done. First, I told you, I'm a never too late kind of person. Not because I'm a Pollyanna ever hopeful person, but because I know history. And I know there are certain things that are bigger than Donald Trump and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and even bigger than Nancy Pelosi and our, you know, national debt. Liberty is bigger than all of those things, and our rights are bigger than all those things, and all those principles that are endowed upon us by our Creator are enormously bigger than all of those things. They live forever, and there are certain things within human nature that cannot be extinguished, and the spirit of liberty is one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you said earlier in your seminars, you ask people how many board of supervisor meetings, how many city council meetings, mm-hmm. school board meetings have they attended? I'm curious to know, if people are ambitious enough to go to one of your seminars, are these the people that actually do attend those types of meetings, or do you find the majority of them have not? Because I think the what you have the ability to affect is your local government. Mm-hmm. Yep. You really don't have a huge effect on these big national elections and so forth, but the local stuff is where you can really make a difference. And what do you see with people that come and listen to you speak?
You know, I hope that when I say this is not received the wrong way. But what I see, because a lot of people are like, oh, Chris Ann, you just preach to the choir. Have you ever thought about how stupid that is?
Yeah.
Have you ever been in church and the pastor say, okay, choir, I'm going to start preaching. You can go home now.
Yeah, right.
You know, we have to preach to the choir because they're the ones that are getting up and getting active. And what I have discovered in 11 years of doing this, I've been doing this for 11 years now, and for seven solid years, I taught 260 classes in over 22 states every single year on average. So I've taught a lot of people in a lot of places. And the one consistent thing that I have discovered, and now these are people who are conservative, people who are actively interested in the Constitution, actively interested in learning, there's one thing that I have discovered that everybody that attends my classes comes in thinking they know a lot, leaving they and realizing they don't. Because of, you know, I told you we stopped teaching the Constitution properly in 1833. So everything that we have learned since 1833 is tainted at best unless you've taken the time to do your own study. And even in that, you know, there are certain things that we miss. And so most people think they know a lot and then realizing, I can't tell you how many times people said, man, I thought I knew stuff, but I feel real like I know nothing at all now. And one of the things that I'm finding is that people really, really don't realize that it's important that they attend these meetings. So to answer your question, the majority of the people who come and attend are people who do not go. So there's a minority of people who go, but not nearly enough that we need to make the difference.
Right.
Obviously, because if we were making a difference, we wouldn't be here.
Well, you know, like when we were kids, when I was a kid, because I'm almost 60, Bill's older than that, by the way,
a little more wisdom there.
Oh, that's it. But no, when we were kids, the news was on for like a half hour, maybe an hour,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. And it came back on at 11, and it was mostly local stuff, and then it was, mm-hmm. you know, what's happening elsewhere in the world. But now,
right.
the bulk of what people are tuned into is national news.
Right.
National news. And it's the same mm-hmm. thing over
it's
and over.
It's 24 hour.
And the really bad part is they do a terrible, well, I'm this doesn't go far enough, but they do a terrible job of educating of what's actually happening at that level. It's all opinion. It's emotion and hyperbole.
Well, let me tell you, that's part of the design, right? Because
sure.
I told you we were first taught that voting is how you control government. We were taught that intentionally because they knew that would fail and that would frustrate us. Well, we are entranced by the national siren song on intentionally because we have no power nationally. And so everything is designed to make the person feel powerless.
Mm-hmm.
Powerless, hopeless, so they check out, so they get apathetic, so they get discouraged and think, I'm not doing anything. And so there's no vision local, there's no news local, because if we spent all our time local, we'd realize that we could make a change. Seriously, I've trained high school students to make changes at their school board level in just one or two meetings. And so if you get a community of people together, you can make enormous changes. And that's part of what we teach in, you know, in this new 2020 or 2021. We call them Liberty Tours, Liberty Tour 21, is where we go from here. Where is your power? How do you reconnect with that? Where do you get the most bang for your buck when you're trying to make changes? And I'll tell you, give you a little, as one of my professors said, a little bonus for your educational dollar, a little spoiler alert, your power is not federal, and you don't have power federal. So we've got to stop listening to that siren song that is leading us off the edge.
Well, I totally agree with that, because you look at these rallies, these Trump rallies, where thousands and thousands of people show up. And yeah, that makes a statement, but how many of those people would put that much time and effort into showing up to something local? I mean, they could really make a difference if they showed up locally with those kind of numbers.
Well, the other thing is our founders were smarter than to set our system up so that if a whole lot of people throw a big scream and fit, that that moves the needle. I mean, our government shouldn't be run on coercion. It shouldn't be run by Antifa. We've got to make decisions so they don't burn down the city. It shouldn't be run on that. And it shouldn't be run on, a whole lot of people showed up, so I guess that must be the direction we need to go. We're not a democracy, and there was a reason they called it mob rule, and I think we I think we know what that looks like, and it's a mess. Kind of come right back. I can't believe our hour's almost burned. Chris Ann goes really fast. Okay, you do all the talking when we come right back. You're listening to We the People. You get us all excited, and then we start talking. Sorry. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming.
And we're back. As promised. Chris Ann, it's all you.
No pressure there, right?
What did you not tell people that you'd like them to know?
You know, if there was one thing that I could just put on the heart of the people, is that there are solutions. And there's no need to feel discouraged. There's no reason to feel defeated. We just have to employ the solutions that have been put in our hands by those who were so wise to create the governments that we have today. And, you know, it's amazing. I was just thinking of Thomas Paine. Thomas Paine wrote on December 23rd, 1776, a pamphlet that was actually read by, it was ordered to be read by George Washington's troops on the night before they were crossing the Delaware. And one of the things that Thomas Paine said is something that I want to really, really just seed the hearts of the people. And Paine says, "What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods. And it would be strange indeed if so celestial an article as freedom should not be highly rated." We have to realize that our future deserves freedom, deserves liberty, deserves nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. And that's going to cost us. We are going to have to sacrifice time. We are going to have to sacrifice some resources. We're going to have to sacrifice some comfort. Some will have to sacrifice freedom. Some will have to sacrifice reputation. But all of that will be necessary so our children and our future don't have to sacrifice their lives. And that's what we need to understand. That's what we're here for, to give the gift of liberty that has been given to us so our children don't have to fight to give it. And so many times people are like, well, our founders would be fighting by now. No, historically speaking, they would not. And they did what they did at extreme sacrifice to ensure that we would never have to fight again to control our government. They fought because they were living in a kingdom. They sacrificed to give us constitutional republics so we had powerful, peaceful ways. And so we need to get focused and educated on those solutions and that's what we're doing. You know, don't forget I'm going to be in Yuba City 15, 16, and 17th of this month, which is this weekend coming up. JC, my husband, JC and I have a podcast Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're not able to listen live, then we're on YouTube, as long as they'll keep us, and Facebook, as long as they'll keep us. We're on Twitch, and we're also on our website, chrisanhall.com. If you're not a video podcaster, you can also listen to us audio on, we're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Music, Anchor FM, and a whole bunch of different platforms. So if there's a major podcast platform, you can probably find us there. And all you have to do is search my name, Chris Ann Hall.
Yeah, it's kind of handy. It's spelled different, too. And your name, yeah. Chris Ann, is all one word, right?
Chris Ann, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L. Pretty much at this point, you know, because we've been on lists now for quite a while, you can search several renditions, misspellings of my name and still find me. But just beware, there are people, yeah, there are people who don't like what I do and people who spread hate about us. And so, you know, if you're going to go to the Southern Poverty Law Center to learn about me, you're probably not going to hear the truth.
That's always a good sign, though. You know, yeah. You know, we're often known by our enemies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think it's, I think your message is incredibly timely because really the worst thing that could happen in our country at this particular point in time is that an entire group of people just throw in the towel and march away.
Right.
Because we know who's going to run it.
Right.
You know, the gender bender folks and all that stuff. It feels like they've gotten a big leg up, but it's interesting. I don't know how much time you spend listening to the left on media, but I spend a lot of time actually listening to them because I like to hear what they're telling their people. And it's really funny because it's the same message that they're telling conservatives. It's just backwards. But they're losing. All the media is all biased toward conservatives. Liberal voices are being silenced. I mean, they think all the same stuff we do. So somebody's living in an alternate universe.
Yeah. Well, we just have to be we've really got to get better settled in truth and history so that we can see the things that are happening in front of us. For me, it's like a train wreck because, you know, I know what's coming because human nature never changes. Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun, and Patrick Henry said, I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that's the lamp of experience. I know no way to judge the future but by the past, because people always do the same stupid stuff over again. So here I am watching the history of centuries play out before us once again. But we have the tools to not repeat those mistakes, and that takes time, it takes sacrifice, it takes education.
Yeah absolutely.
And I do you think that's why they want to erase our history? Is they
absolutely.
You know, they don't want people to know what we've
Let's rewrite it because it's all bad. Here. You don't want to look at that.
Yeah,
it's all
exactly.
bad. We were bad. I mean, if you feel like you're bad, why would you stand up for that? I mean, if you come from a country that's fatally flawed and based in racism and all this other stuff, well, you're not going to want to defend that.
But you know what's interesting is that all of that is just flat out lie. And in an age and day when you have so much access to so much information, you know, we shouldn't be so trained to not find that. I mean, we have an online constitution training class at libertyfirstuniversity.com where we have three classes that show you how African-Americans, free African-Americans, before the Emancipation Proclamation voted, ran for office, were instrumental and not just simply influenced, but essential. If these people had not existed, America would not stand today. Women who were political, who were voting, who were controlling politics at the foundation of America. All of these lies are created to keep a people separated from each other, you know, distant and divided, and to keep them separated from their own history so they can be taught that America wasn't for them. Because the enemies who are doing the teaching hate America, and they want you to hate America too. And LibertyFirstUniversity.com is probably, and I obviously would be a little biased about this, but I don't see anybody else teaching what we're teaching. But LibertyFirstUniversity.com is the most accurate place to get American history and get constitutional training that I have yet to see on the Internet.
And I also like on your website, you have another entire section on the unsung heroes, America's hidden history.
Yeah, and that's part of that. That is birthed from three of the classes. We have slavery in the American founders, which teaches how the Constitution ended slavery in spite of the propaganda about how the founders of America worked and designed the Constitution and our republics to end slavery. We have the forgotten founders class, which teaches about all the women and all the African Americans and all the minorities, by the way, who built America. Then we have a life-changing class that my husband teaches called More Than Victims. And that is actually dedicated just to African American men and women who were free, who were essential political features in the creation of America prior to the Emancipation Proclamation. So you've got at least 6 hours of training where we're just scratching the surface that completely undermines the entire, leftist propaganda that women and minorities were all enslaved in one way or another.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow.
Chris Ann Hall, it's been lovely. It's been way too fast of an hour. We totally appreciate you making the time on a Sunday to chat with us. We hope you'll come back soon. And I'd like people to make sure that they go check out your website at chrisannhall.com. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Come back again. All right. You can find all the information and the archive of this show if you're thinking, gosh, I have a friend who should have listened to this. WeThePeopleRadio.us.